Hare Krishna. In the bank of the Ganges, when Parikshit had gone to spend his last 7 days of his life hearing from Shukadeva Goswami, at that time many, many sages and saints had also gathered there to take advantage of the association. And in them, there were many jnanis and yogis and different types of sages who had arrived there. So when Parikshit asked them for an answer to his two questions, what is the ultimate goal of life for any common human being and what is the duty of a dying man? So they were all giving different possible answers. Some were giving based on yoga, based on jnana, based on karmakanda, different type of procedures. Prabhupada explains there, it is exactly like when you go to different doctors, you get different diagnosis. You have naturopathy, you have allopathy, you have homeopathy, and you have Ayurveda. Different doctors give different type of solutions. But in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find how when Shukadeva Goswami arrived, all these sages and saints, they all agreed to the presentation of his philosophy, which gave the ultimate conclusion of ultimate goal of life, which is actually the surrender to the Vastava Vastu, which is Krishna. Yetavan Sankhya Yogabhyam Swadharma Parinishthaya Janmalabha Parapumsam Ante Narayana Smriti Yetavan Eva Lokesmin Pumsam Dharma Parasmritaha Bhakti Yogo Bhagavati Tannama Grahanadivihi. So here, there are many verses like this. They all indicate only one thing. The positive circles have concluded that the supreme dharma for all living entities is surrender to the Adokshaja Lord, who is beyond the range of the mundane senses, by beginning the process of chanting of the holy name. Tannama Grahanadivihi. Adivihi means after chanting, then one should worship the deities, one should offer obeisances, one should offer bhoga to him, one should study scriptures about him, one should offer prayers to him, one should absolutely surrender one's life to him. All those things follow. But the beginning is the tan nama grahanadibihi. So you will see that although different religions talk about different understanding of God, Bhagavatam completely exposes them as Kaitava Dharma, because they all are self-serving systems. Karmakanda is a self-serving system. Jnana also is self-serving, because the goal is to merge into God and be relieved from all service and be independent for one's own happiness. In the same manner, yoga path also. So in this way, the karmis, jnanis, yogis who had assembled there, they saw that Shukadeva Goswami presented Dharma Projita Kaitapatra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam Vedyam Vastavam Atravastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam. So the Prabhupada says the Vaishnava philosophy is the philosophy of substance, and all other philosophy is like an empty capsule with no powder. They don't touch the heart of the true religious principles. That religion which has no God at all, like Buddhism, that religion which is envious of God, like Mayavad, or that religion which is using God for self-serving purpose of one's own gratification, like Karmakanda and all this, none of them is acceptable in front of the golden standard of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam teaches complete surrender to the Lord only for His pleasure and not to expect anything in return. And this is easily understood and applied when one begins the service to the Lord by chanting of the holy name, followed by all other activities, Anavavida Bhakti and all other devotional activities. So therefore, we are awarded the purest religion that one can ever think of, and which is an eternal religion, which is joyfully performed, which is actually natural dharma for every living entity, which transcends the barriers of caste, creed, color, nationality, and meant for every part and parcel of God. So therefore, with this understanding and conviction, one should accept the path of devotional service for the devotional service to bear the complete fruit of love of God. Harinam Prabhu ki.